Good morning. Thank you, Lord, that we're here to say just that to you, Lord. We're here to praise and to worship and to honor you. We're here just to say good morning, Lord, and help us to do our part today to carry ourselves in honor and glory, Lord, as you lead us and immerse us, Lord, into your glory and your honor, Lord, because it's all about you. We thank you, Lord, for who you are, and we thank you, Lord, that throughout time I've learned and understand who you really are. And I'm still coming to some of those conclusions, Lord, but you're my everything as you reveal so many things to me and so much more that you still want to reveal. So thank you, Lord. We're here to praise you and to worship you, for I have tasted and I have seen that everything so far is great and wonderful, Lord. And I'm just so much and so intrigued and so in love that I met you. So, Lord, just thank you that I have the knowledge of the truth, that all you want to have is a relationship with your loved ones, Lord, your family. So, Lord, thank you for choosing each one of us as your family. And we thank you, Lord, that we can have all we want because you've told us if we seek after you, you'll draw near unto us. So, Lord, help us to continue to seek after you, to know that if we seek after you, Lord, you're so easy to be found. And all we have to do is just close our eyes and enter in and say, yes, Lord, have your way in me today. As I was praying on the way over here, let my words be acceptable and my meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord. So we just thank you, Lord, that we can come and praise and worship because that's what we are made for, to have fellowship with our God. And we just say, Lord, come into our hearts. Show us each one, Lord, each individual person sitting here, Lord, that we can have all we want and that everything that we want is found in you. And we just thank you, Lord, because I'm expecting, as that sign says over there that I often refer to, hope. It's a great expectation that I'm going to have something good today because God has nothing but good for me. So I'm just going to sit here and have that anticipation that God's going to fill me up with just what I came for, more of his presence, more of his glory, more of his happiness, more of his love. That'll abound in each one of us today, Lord. As we leave here eventually, we can take that, Lord, we can take that love to wherever you would have us to take it. So, Lord, all we can say now is direct our voices, direct our mouths, and let us be a joyful and a pleasing thing unto you, O Lord, as we just say, have your way today in the Holy Spirit, Lord. Have your way today in each one of us, in Jesus' name.
Into the darkness you shine. us bow at his feet. He has done great things. See what our Savior has done. See how his love overcomes. He has done great things. He has done great things.
Feeling Amen. Praise the Lord. Open up the floodgates and let's receive from that flood. Amen. Powerful name of Jesus. Let's read from Psalm chapter 24. Psalms chapter 24, starting at verse 1. It says, "The world and all that is in it belong to the Lord. The earth and all who live on it are His. He built it on the deep waters beneath the earth. He laid its foundations in the ocean depths. Who has the right to go up the Lord's hill? Who may enter His temple?" Verse 4. "Those who are pure in act and in thought, who do not worship idols or make false promises." Those who are pure, is that us? Are we pure in act and in thought? Side note, we'll come right back. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Be careful how you think, because your life is shaped by your thoughts." And 2 Corinthians 10:5, "Put all thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ." So verse 3, "Who has the right to go up the Lord's hill? Who may enter His holy temple? Those who are pure in act and in thought, who do not worship idols or make false promises." So thank you, Jesus, for giving us that opportunity that if we repent of our sins and accept Jesus into our heart, then we're a joint heir with Jesus. We become a child of God, and then we're able to go into His holy temple. Verse 5, "The Lord will bless them and save them. God will declare them innocent. Such are the people who come to God, who come into the presence of God, of the God of Jacob." What's your address? Where do you live? God's presence. God's presence. That's our address. Verse 7, "Fling wide the gates, open the ancient doors, and the great King will come in." Who is this great King? He is the Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord victorious in battle. Verse 9, "Fling wide the gates, open the ancient doors, and the great king will come in." Who is this great King? The triumphant Lord. He is the great King. Fling wide the gates. Revelation 3:20 says, Jesus says, "I stand at the door and knock. If anybody opens the door, I'll come in with him and sup with him, and him and he with me." He doesn't kick down the door. It's our choice to open the door and let him in. Let him in. Is there any area of our life we haven't let him in yet? He's standing there waiting. Doesn't make us do anything, but gives us the opportunity to open the door and let him come in. Psalm 121. Psalms chapter 121. It says, "I look to the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help will come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let you fall. Your protector is always awake. The protector of Israel never dozes or sleeps. The Lord will guard you. He is by your side to protect you. The sun will not hurt you during the day, nor the moon during the night. The Lord will protect you from all danger. He will keep you safe. He will protect you as you come and go, now and forever." So whatever challenge we're having in our life right now, whatever the circumstances, it's a choice. What are we going to do? Are we going to open up the gates and let Jesus come in? James chapter 4, verse 8. God says, "Come near me and I will come near you." He doesn't force his way, but it's our choice. Look to him for our help. If we come near God, he says, "I will come near you." Thank you, God, for that promise. So we want to be pure in act and thought. And in the flesh, we can't do that, but in God's Holy Spirit, we can do that because he's given us his Holy Spirit. He's given us everything we need. 2 Peter 1:3, he's giving us everything we need to live the godly life he's called us to through the knowledge of him. So open up the door and let Jesus in every area of our life. And praise the Lord for his promise that if we come near him, he will come near us. And remember that it's all about him. It's not about us. It's all about him. So thank you, God, for your word in our life, your presence in our life, your instructions. We love you, Lord. We worship you in Jesus' name.
It says the word is truth, the truth of his word. So, Lord, we thank you for the truth that a lot of us know it, and if we don't know it, as of yet, it's in front of us for us to read, because it says, hide my word in your heart. And then he'll bring that word to full revelation of what it means for each one of us. We're all different, but very simply, he wants to do the same thing with each one of us as he's done with his own son, Jesus. He wants to turn us into that perfect love. He wants us to be everything that he is. And the only way to do that is to repent and to turn over to him those things that are unlike him that still reside in me. And I know that there are many things. So, Lord, just help me to repent of those things that I haven't turned over yet, as we just spoke about. And help me to do all that I can be and do, Lord, because it's all about you. So very simply, I just pray, Lord, that you just, because I know you will, your word says so, you're patient with me, you've been patient with me. And you've been pursued me for many, many years before I finally come to the revelation that I needed you in my life, that you are my life. And I'm still working on those things. I guess I shouldn't say I'm working on those things. I'm still trying to understand those things. But you keep revealing, because that's what your Holy Spirit does. You bring revelation to the things I know not yet. But those things that if I seek after you, you will draw near unto me with that revelational word that will pop up out of my heart that you've spoken unto me throughout the years and throughout the ages off these pages that you have placed in front of us, Lord, by way of your Holy Spirit. So we just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. And I just come up here and I was thinking, Lord, I know how you revealed yourself to me that one particular day when, I guess you might say, I bowed the knee. Was I looking for you? No. All I know is that I knew all of a sudden, it was one of those sudden things. All of a sudden, I just knew that I needed you. There wasn't any long-term pursuing that I knew anything about or didn't understand about, but I just knew that, just as Gary said a while ago, if he'll come and he'll knock, but if we open the door, he'll come in. He'll not barge in. And I was just sitting here thinking about these people that we talked to, Lord, especially one young man the other night, Lord, how he desperately really, 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 really wants to know you, but he keeps thinking that he's not good enough. So, Lord, somehow, some way, touch his heart and touch his mind and just let him know he's good enough because you made him just the way he is. But somehow enter him, Lord, just like you did me. I didn't know first thing about God or Jesus when I knew that I just needed. Was I in a situation? Not that I remember, and I do remember quite well. Was I looking for anything? No. Because I didn't know what to look for. All I know is that somebody was talking about Jesus. Did I understand any of it? No, because I wasn't really listening. But I knew what they were doing, and I can't say I didn't like it, because I didn't speak against it. I didn't get up and walk out and run away. So very simply, there are so many people just like these people that come in every day here, various ones, Lord. They're all seeking after the same thing we're all seeking after, just a little bit of more love and more companionship and all those different things that we truly need in our lives. And they're only found in you, Lord, because you're the only good one in the whole bunch. So, Lord, I just ask you to touch each one of their hearts and touch them just the way you want to, as you just said, Lord, that if we praise you and just thank you, that you will enter in on those praises and those things that we know not yet, that you'll come in and sup with each one of us as we just bow that knee, so to speak. And if I can just sit here and say, well, Lord, I don't know these things yet. I don't know those things that I just don't know. I don't know what I don't know. But I do know some of those things now, because it says I've tasted and I've seen. I've seen that your goodness is great. that your love is more than enough, and that you've instilled that praise and that worship in me, because I have seen and know what you can do. There's nothing you can't do. And the beautiful part is, you're on my side, or should I say, I'm on your side. But we're only on his side if we quit fighting him and we just say, yes, Lord, let me be on your side, because that's definitely what he wants. We just open up our hearts and say, yes, Lord, come in. Help me to respond the right way. Help me to live the right way. Help me to do those things that I don't know about yet, because I know they're there and I know there's many. Because it's all about you, Lord, the good thing, the righteous thing, the right way of doing things in the manner of it that God has fashioned for each one of us. So, Lord, just thank you. And I just say, Lord, I just come up here to say this. Somehow touch their hearts. Somehow bring them along, Lord, to let them know it's not about what they can do or not do. It's just about just saying, yes, Lord, and then you'll come in and do the rest. Because he says, come as you are. He didn't say you got to get cleaned up. He didn't say you got to do this or you got to do that. He says, all you got to do is be willing to bow the knee and say, come in, Lord, I need you. I want all these things I've heard about. I want all these things that maybe I know not about yet, but I'm willing to learn, Lord. I'm willing to accept these things. I'm willing to listen to these things, because it's all about you and your word, Lord. You said that if I go around, that you put words in my mouth, that I can go about and speak your business, and I can go about and speak about the love that I know, because I've felt it and I've seen, and I know that it's all true and it's all great and it's all meant for me as well as others, because we're all the same. God said, I'm not a respecter of persons. I'll do with one as I do with the other. He'll fill us up to that overflow of that perfect love of which he is, that will just overflow in these areas, that people can see and know that God lives in you big time. And that's how he does it. He just fills you up with that love, because he says if there's one word that really can describe him, would be love. So as he fills us up with who he is, then we'll abound in those things, and people will want to know and see more about it. What they're looking at and what they're feeling, because it'll abound from you. And they'll say, tell me about why you always got a smile. Tell me why you've always got a song in your heart. Tell me that you're always grateful. Because I looked at Hetty as she come in the door, and I saw her going to praise and worship, and I knew she had a good response to the prayers that she's been seeking. And I knew, because that's who God is. And I just kept saying, thank you, Lord. I'm just going to praise you right along with her, because I know all is well, because you make it well. You keep it well. And if it's not there, you're going to get it there. And I just thank you, Lord, for all the things you do for me and my family, as my son come up with a nice, wonderful job this past week or so. And I prayed about it. And finally, just that one particular night, and the Lord says, He's already got it. And I just knew instantly there was a peace about it. And he did get the job. But anyhow, I guess I should have known that instead of having all. And I'll admit it, I was worried, because I knew how great and how wonderful it would be if he did get the job. But then again, did I count on the Lord solely for it? Nah, you might say I leaned towards my own understanding, thinking this and thinking that, which was negative. Instead of thinking on, yes, Lord, thank you. Well, when I got that answer, I just began to praise, because I knew that I knew. And we can do that. We can expect these things. And it says faith is the evidence of those things seen, or I beg your pardon, the evidence of those things not seen, but yet we know they're there. Just as I knew that job was there when God responded and just give me that peace. It says what? That peace that surpasses all understanding. I just knew that I knew. God was in control, and he said, what are you worried about? Because didn't I tell you I'd do great and wonderful things for you? That certainly has, and he does. And what else did I just say? I got that expectation that it's going to be even greater, because he said, I'm going to do great and far greater things than you have even possibly could think or even imagine yet, or yet to come. In the name of Jesus, I said, thank you, Lord, I'll receive that. And I'm just waiting on some of those things that you're going to speak towards me and send my direction, Lord, because I know it's all good if it's from you. And we all have that right of expectancy. because God says, as I'll leave this with you, he's not a respecter of persons. What he's done for one, he'll do for all. So thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, that you're going to do it for everybody. You have done it for everybody. All we have to do is to accept it and move in that direction. And it says, if we come near you, you draw near unto us with everything that you possess. And that's all we need, in Jesus' name.
Father God just gave me a couple extra words, if you don't mind. He showed me that there are angels in this room, and they're rejoicing when we praise God and talk about him. You know, they are happy. And I just thought, oh, wow, you know, there's things we don't see. And Gary was, the wonderful thing he read today was Psalm 24. And this year is 2024. I believe it's the Hebrew meaning of 24 is a door. So when you go down to 7, it says, lift up your heads, you gates, rise up ancient doors, then the King of glory will come in. This is the year. This is the year. Hang on and trust in the Lord if you believe in him, because he'll protect you. There may be some turmoil. I believe the Lord gave me a sound, and in Psalm 29, it talks about the roar of the Lord, the sound of the Lord. So there are a couple of different words. I'm trying to think what the second thing was that will be happening, but this is a something year, and God picked us to be alive at this time in our lives. So I'm going to read a part of scripture that pertains to, I believe, Israel. And it's called Psalm 94, The Just Judge. O Lord, God of vengeance, shine. Rise up, judge of the earth, and repay the proud what they deserve. Lord, how long will the wicked celebrate? They pour out arrogant words, and all the evildoers boast. Lord, they crush your people, they oppress your heritage, they kill the widow and the resident alien, and murder the fatherless. And they say, the Lord doesn't see it, the God of Jacob doesn't pay attention. Pay attention, you stupid people, fools, when will you be wise? Can the one who shaped the ear not hear, the one who formed the eye not see, the one who instructs nations, the one who teaches mankind knowledge, does he not discipline? Does the Lord knows the thoughts of mankind, and they are futile. So then I go back to down to verse 23, and it says, he will pay them back for their sins and destroy them for their evil. The Lord our God will destroy them. So God has always had his hand on Israel, and he will continue to do so. But we need to fervently pray for the lives of all the people who are in Israel and Palestine. We pray for those who have believed in Islam, who are so oppressed by that religion. And Father God, I pray your mercy on those people. Bring more and more of them to the vision of Christ, so they'll give their hearts over to a God who loves them, not a God that they're terrified of. That, Lord, not a God of works, but of God of grace and mercy. I pray, Lord God, that you are holding back their destructive plans from Israel. Father, we declare and decree that Israel is surrounded by angels and by the power of God. I pray that you protect the people who live in Israel and the IDF, Father, as they fight to free people to, Lord, make it safe for people to live, Father, without the fear. People don't realize that there are missiles constantly coming over Israel, just constantly. It's not reported, but that's happening. And Father God, all the negative press and the hatred that the even in the colleges, because Islamic states have poured billions of dollars into our institutions. Father, and we've been sleeping, Lord, forgive us. Help us to always remember Israel and the heritage that we have from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and now we're grafted in. We're part of that. So, Father God, I just pray your mercy and love, bring them to Christ. Bring them to Christ and protect the Messianic Jews in that country too, Lord God, and help them to reach out to others to bring them to a saving knowledge of Jesus. We thank you for the miracles that you're showing the soldiers as they're fighting over there, Lord God. But those who will never turn to you, Lord, those who are just bound by hatred and killing and vengeance, Father God, I just release them into your hands, Father. And I just pray that justice will be done. I heard a word that is joy, and that's called the justice of Yahweh. The justice of Yahweh we call into being over Israel and the Muslim countries. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Bible tells us in Psalm 122 to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. So let us remember that. So thank you. God loves you. He's got a plan for your life. Read his word and he'll tell us what that is. It says in Hebrews chapter 1 that God speaks to us through his son, the word. And in Psalm 1, in Joshua 1, it says to study his word night and day. 2 Timothy 4:6, nourish ourselves spiritually on the words of faith. So read his word every day. Feed ourselves on his word. So upcoming this week on Thursday at 5 o'clock, we'll have an outreach meal. You're welcome to come to minister. Let the Lord use you to minister to others or to receive a blessing. And then we have Bible time on Thursday and Saturday at 7 o'clock and here on Sunday mornings. And in 2 weeks, we have a men's gathering, Friday and Saturday, February 16 and 17. There's flyers over there. And March 8th and 9th, Friday, Saturday, we have a ladies' gathering. We got flyers over there for that. So thank you for praying with us that every day God's will be accomplished. That's our desire. That's why we do this. This theme verse, John 12:32, Jesus said, "And I, if I be lifted up, would draw all men unto me." That's the point. While we do what we do. We're praying about this summer now, talking with lots of folks about being full-time missionaries with us this summer, as well as starting to schedule the groups that will help us each week. So thank you for praying with us. Thank you, God, for your provision in this work and your provision in our lives. Lord, all the folks that are part of the Sunspot family that have asked us to pray with them, Lord, we ask you to touch them in their spot of need. Your presence in that spot. We thank you, God. If we come near you, you will come near us. So we thank you. We give you glory and honor, and we worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. If you need any individual prayer, come up and we will pray with you. God bless you.